Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 56 of the Minor Prophets. Today we wrap up our study of Joel with a devotion titled Permanent Blessings. Jim George once wrote, "Restoration and hope are available each time you return to God." Our text for today is from Joel chapter 3, verses 17 through 21, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. "Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, live in Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem will be holy forever, and foreign armies will never conquer her again. In that day, the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk. Water will fill the stream beds of Judah, and a fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple, watering the arid valley of Acacias. But Egypt will become a wasteland, and Edom will become a wilderness, because they attacked the people of Judah and killed innocent people in their land. But Judah will be filled with people forever, and Jerusalem will endure through all generations. I will pardon my people's crimes, which I have not yet pardoned, and I, the Lord, will make my home in Jerusalem with my people." Joel concludes his prophecy by describing the permanent blessings coming to God's people while contrasting the consequences coming to Israel's enemies. This incredible news is predicated upon the last half of Joel chapter 3, verse 16. "But the Lord is a refuge to His people, a stronghold to the people of Israel." Timothy Green explains why this half of verse 16 should be included in today's discussion. In the concluding lines of the book, the text returns to various concepts and images from the opening chapter. However, it reverses those images. A famine of wine ends with an overabundance of wine. Deprivation of cattle concludes with freely flowing milk. A drought becomes water that pours profusely from the Temple Mount. While verse 16, part B, brings the preceding passage to an appropriate conclusion, its emphasis upon the salvation of God's people introduces the closing verses. Therefore, verse 16b will be considered alongside the concluding verses, which emphasize the implication of Yahweh's protection of His people. There is coming a day when God will bring justice to the world and vindicate His people. God will provide refuge for His faithful people who enemy nations have oppressed. On that day, everyone will know the supremacy of God, and God's people will never again live in defeat. That day will be marked by God replenishing the land ravaged by war. At the same time, Egypt will become a wasteland and Edom will become a wilderness. That's from verse 19. God's people, who had suffered temporarily, will be blessed forever. God's city, Jerusalem, which had consistently and viciously been attacked, will endure forever. That's in verse 20. God's punishment will give way to His pardon, and God will dwell forever with His people. That's in verse 21. There is coming a day when everything amiss will be amended. Despite suffering and discipline, God's ultimate desire is to restore, heal, and bless. May Lloyd Ogilvie's words inspire and encourage your walk with the Lord as we conclude our study of Joel. when you don't know where to turn? Return to the Lord. This is the central theme of the prophet Joel. He is the prophet of the vital connection. At a time of a national catastrophe in Judah, Joel called the people to return to God. Their only hope was in Him. He helped them connect what was happening and what God wanted to have happen in His people. There's a tendency in our day to think that being a Christian should put us on a route bypassing the distresses of life. But shallow triumphalism does not help in the depths of difficulties. If God is only for the up, successful, hurrah times of life, He is excluded from 3/4 of our lives. Joel helps us stand at the intersection of the two tracks of life when painful, heartbreaking things happen. It is then that people exclaim, "What can I say?" And we enable them to ask a much more crucial question. What is God saying in this? There is a place to turn. Tough times are the times to return to God. He has something to say to us. Some questions to consider. One day, everyone will know that the Lord is God. God will make His home with His people. How do these truths help you to live with holy anticipation? How does future restoration provide you with hope for today? Write down the thoughts that came to your mind as you listened to today's scripture. And finally, what life lessons have you discovered from the book of Joel that will assist you in properly preparing for your coming day at the Valley of Decision? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.